Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Guys, now I know that I haven't come at you guys with a podcast in a very, very long time. It's been a minute, guys, since we've been on my podcast, hashtag I'm over it. If you guys haven't subscribed to it on my Spotify, on my Apple, and let's get into this, the Acast app as well. We got a little bit into when it comes to Love Island. It's like a Love Island madness. I've been so busy covering Love Island USA that there's been so much going on with Love Island UK, with all these contestants, whether they'd be faking these relationships or, you know, getting slammed for this, or they've been cheating. There is just so much to break down, dissect, and analyze. So if you guys haven't already, subscribe. And for those who are watching via the YouTube channel, obviously it's going to be a trailer and the rest of the episode is going to be linked in the bio below. Remember that, guys, whatever you're watching on YouTube is just a quick segment. The rest of the episode is on the podcast. The link is definitely below. So we have to get into this because we'd have just a lot of different things to break it down. We've got Biggs apparently being exposed or whatever. Some girl has spoken out and called, you know, him out. Maybe she's doing it for her own clout. Who really knows? Rebecca was slammed for having a, you know, certain type of hairstyle. Zara has admitted that she's cheated. Like, we've just got so much. Casting producers have been exposed. Wes Nelson, Maya Jama, like, there's like so much. A new Love Island potential couple as well that no one really thought of, but I can really see it. There's just a lot to break down, guys. So much. So sit back, relax on this gloomy Monday, Tuesday, whatever you guys are, and let's just get straight into this. We're going to start with this guy, this contestant, Biggs, sorry. Love Island Biggs' ex, Lori Matthews, has gone viral on TikTok after claiming she was still in a relationship with Biggs when he went on to Love Island, and his relationship with fellow Islander Rebecca is allegedly fake. Biggs has issued a public apology to Rebecca on Instagram story regarding the allegations, and Rebecca has accepted it and claimed that she wasn't really bothered. So this girl is saying, "I think you can hurt my feelings. My ex convinced me to support him going on Love Island, then left me after going on." What person do you support going on Love Island that is somebody that you're dating? Where does that make any sense? How can you support somebody to go on Love Island, but you're dating them? So therefore you're not dating them because you're going to see them do X, Y, Z with everybody else. Like, that is crazy. So she basically exposes all these messages saying that, you know, the Rebecca thing will never proceed. It's all for public. Like, that, you know, that's all it really is. Now, that in itself makes sense because we see a lot of these Love Island couples. They're in these hotels. They're doing all these weird deals. You don't get these deals if you're single. You're seeing a lot of these couples get a lot more deals than those who are single. So, of course, you will have a lot of Islanders who will fake it until the deals run dry. When the deals run dry, the relationship is no longer needed and therefore it will end. That happens. It's reality. People do this a lot just to fake it, just to get that coin. That happens a lot. We see that. And, of course, you know, the messages that she's showing. Why did you lie? You said you were going to cut it. It's just messy, man. Very messy, messy, messy. Rebecca also addressed the claims and said that she was unbothered and thanks Biggs for apologizing. Of course she's unbothered because I probably don't even think this is even real and that she's just genuinely enjoying the deals and gigs and stuff. So why would she, anybody, any girl would be bothered by that? So the fact that she's immediately not bothered and has thanked him during the apology, like they were in some lecture, like, I don't even understand. It is very confusing. But this Lori Matthews girls, again, people are saying that, you know, what are you doing? What was your motive to reveal all of this? It doesn't make any sense. You know, how could you support somebody going onto the show thinking that he will come back to you? That in itself is delusion. Because really and truly, that person has now gone onto the show to go and date and see people. And you're sitting at home smiling with your teeth thinking that he's coming back to you. That in itself is just delusion. That in itself makes no sense to me. Like, I'm... dumbfounded by that entire situation. Completely dumbfounded. Speaking of Rebecca, she also is being slammed because of the certain type of hairstyle that she is wearing. I believe she has braids. I think that is what she decided to wear. And to be honest with you, it doesn't bang. It just doesn't bang. The hair doesn't bang. She's a good looking girl. She looks great with her hair. But this, what she decided to do with braids and stuff, it just doesn't bang. That's what I want to say. I want to keep it cute and just move on from the situation. It just doesn't look as good. At first, I thought it does look good, but then when I deeped it, it doesn't. But then she then decided to dress up. I don't know what this picture is about or what she's trying to do here, but this girl decided to dress up. It's nice if you want to embrace someone else's culture. This is the second time in a few weeks that Rebecca has been criticized on Instagram. She's wearing a Native American outfit with a horse as a photo shoot. Listen, I've been so busy with Love Island USA, I have not seen any of this foolishness. Like, I just don't have time to be reviewing Love Island UK as much when it comes to these contestants, because a lot of these contestants aren't really bringing it. That's just the gag. Like, I'm really bored with a lot of these contestants. You forget most of them. You don't think about most of them. The only reason we talk about them or we remember them is when they go viral for something dumb or stupid. That's really it. Like, nobody really talks about them in any other light. There's only a handful, like three to five contestants that have a massive appeal factor that everybody likes. But in general, 95% of the cast, we don't even know, remember. Like, they just get washed out so quickly. So it's like none of these contestants are bringing it. And when we have to talk about them, this is what's going on. You're in a Native American outfit standing with a horse. What are you doing? Who commissioned this entire stuff? This is just a mess, man. I don't even understand. We have Love Island Zara McDermott, who has opened up and said that she has cheated on Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea. And she put out a statement saying, "Hey everyone, I just wanted to address the recent speculation in the media. A huge mistake I made a year ago has recently come to light, and I want to face this head on. I don't condone being unfaithful, and I made a huge mistake at a time in my life where I was hugely selfish and immature. I believe I have learned so much from my mistake. I want to apologize to my Sam for everything I've put him through, for the pain, the embarrassment, the anger, and the hurt. All I want to do is make this right, and I think the least he deserves is me being honest with myself and all of you. I love you, Sam, forever." Okay, wow, cool. Now, nobody saw that coming. Out of these two, everybody assumed that Sam would be the one cheating. They, you know, they had their ups and downs, left, right, too much was going on. But at the same time, this is just a mess. Like, I don't care about it. Like, I wish I cared about these two, but I just actually don't. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't mean to be rude, but I just don't care about these two. I don't see that they're bringing anything again. But I feel like Zara's done well for herself. She did that singing show, X Factor. She tried to sing and she failed. But she was on Made in Chelsea and she still is, and she's doing quite well on the show. So I'm not mad at you getting your gigs.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flimsy stands slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's ARMODILO.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo, built to last, designed to impress.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot of these Love Islanders now are transitioning to other reality shows like Early Ways Essex, Made in Chelsea, because they need to continue that fame game or whatever money they're collecting. But she has admitted that she was the one that cheated. And I think that is a plot twist, because I don't think anybody saw that coming. I do not think anybody saw that coming. Where's Nelson and Maya Jama? Please, what is this rumor now? There's so many guys in these Islanders that get attached to Maya Jama, and I just feel like just because she is somebody that people like to talk about, you know, she's always been pinpointed to some guy every single flipping week. And I'm just like, people are just forcing it. The girl is single. These rumors are just dead. I don't see Wes Nelson and Maya Jama being together. Like, I just don't see it. I don't think Maya is even interested in him like that. I feel like you just have articles that are just trying to grab viewers, fake these kind of, you know, articles. Like, she's complained several times as well that she is single. She shut down these claims 24/7. So I don't understand why people keep saying this. Grow the hell up. It's boring. It's tiring. Like, relax. Speaking of Love Island, which I've been doing for this entire damn podcast, one of the casting producers has been exposed from the USA, and what she's been saying is quite bad, but it's in reference to Mackenzie, and I just feel like this is just a little bit messy. Her name is, I don't know, Shay Bebe. Anyways, she's a seasoned casting producer, Love Island USA Season 2, 13 years casting. And people are talking about her, and she replies back in the comments and says that Mackenzie is gross. She says she is gross. Now, everybody's entitled to their opinions, but I also feel like if you are a casting producer, you shouldn't really be outlining your opinions about castmates, because it could also reflect how you want them to be treated, or it could also reflect their journey on the show. I feel like it's very weird. I feel like it's not needed, and it's most definitely not professional. But the screenshots are out there. They're on Reddit forums as well. People are talking about it, and I feel like it's just not needed for casting producers to be doing all of that. Can you imagine now with your head? Imagine if a casting producer said that Justine was gross. Everybody has to fight, because I'm not letting that happen. I'm not letting that run. So even thinking about that, we can imagine that people who are massive fans of Mackenzie, which I imagine are, you know, not that many, would be quite irritated by this. I feel like they in itself would be like, what are you doing? You're professional. You can't be out here saying this person's gross when they've gone on the show. Perhaps your gross perception of this person may have impacted their journey on the show. Who really knows? Because these casting producers, I believe, have far more power than we actually believe in general. In general, guys. So apparently, moving on to another Love Island topic, there is so much to go into when it comes to Love Island, guys. I have neglected so much Love Island UK stuff. We have Shauna and Jack, who apparently people are saying in articles could be a couple, could be going on a date and so forth. Now, I'm not mad at this idea. I could see Shauna and Jack together. I feel like they just work well. I don't know what it is. Maybe because they're both from a certain area of London. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like these two, I can see them together in a weird way. Like, I don't understand if that makes any sense. But apparently that is what people are saying. That is what I'm seeing in articles, that these guys are, you know, potentially looking to date. And that is what people are talking about. And I just feel like I've covered most of these Love Island, you know. Again, none of these contestants are really bringing anything from the UK, man. Like, I'm not really seeing much about Love Island. You just kind of just forget about it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not really, I don't know what it is, but I just feel like, yeah. Like, Paige and Finn, like, who's really, like, there's just no appeal factor, no shade, no tea to these guys, but you kind of get tired of it, to be honest with you. We are also getting Love Island Italy, apparently, and Love Island Spain as well. These two shows are also being commissioned, which I feel like is going to be interesting. It's going to hit global. Everybody's seeing it now. I don't know why. I feel like it's happening way too late, but, I'm not mad at it, and we'll just see what happens with Love Island Italy and Spanish. But I'm really looking forward to Love Island Nigeria. I feel like that in itself is going to be amazing. The memes, the interactions, the romances, we're going to have diversity there 110%. That's going to be, you know, a form of good representation. But I feel like Love Island Nigeria can really go viral. I feel like it has the potential to do great, and I cannot wait for this to take place. I really can't wait. But the gag is, guys, and I've been thinking about it, Love Island USA really was better than Love Island UK this season. Love Island USA this season 2, probably one of the best seasons of Love Island in history. We have Love Island season 5 UK, Love Island season 1 Australia as well, Love Island season 2 UK, I think are all up there. But Love Island season 2 America also was very, very good. I feel like it was very short, which irritated me. It should have been way longer, but I also feel like it was a pretty good episode. A pretty good season. You had your ups and your downs. I like the fact that Sally came back to Johnny. I don't like the fact that she did that, but I like the fact that it was different. It wasn't a predictable outcome at first. It was, normally when somebody does something like that with Johnny, the relationship ends upon returning to Casa Amor. However, I do feel like it was good. I liked it. And we'll just see what happens next when it comes to the next season of Love Island. Apparently they're coming out with a Love Island reunion. Everybody was saying this. I've heard this from Islanders themselves. They've spoken to me about it, but I haven't seen anything. It should have been up by now. It should have been in September. So where the hell was that? I really don't know. Maybe they're waiting for Love Island USA to finish here and then put it up. It doesn't make any sense, but they should have aired that by now, guys. There's a new cabin show coming out in January, February to replace that kind of slot. I'm looking forward to that. But I'm looking forward to Love Island USA season 3 now. Like, I'm really hooked. My one regret was that I didn't review it with the Americans from day one. I should have done that, looking back at it, but nobody knew that this was going to be a good season. But I'm so glad that I got into it halfway through and that I was able to give daily reviews of the show and subtopics as well. But guys, that was a roundup, a quick podcast. It wasn't even that long, just like 15 minutes. Do you understand? Just 15 minutes. Just 15 minutes. Biggs apparently being exposed here and there. We have Rebecca being slammed. Zara cheated on Sam. Shauna and Jack. Wes Nelson and Majama. Love Island casting producers being potentially exposed. We ran through a lot in a very short, quick, efficient amount of time because I don't want to waste my time and you guys shouldn't waste yours either. Let me know what your thoughts are, guys, when it comes to this. Subscribe to the channel. Click that button for daily and consistent content. Click that button, guys, on YouTube as well. Daily and consistent content. Let me know what your thoughts are when it comes to this video. Again, this is only going to be a teaser for those who are watching on YouTube. The rest is on my podcast. Hashtag I'm over it. Spotify, Apple, inject it. Let me know what your thoughts are, guys. Comment down below on via YouTube, and I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast.